Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the
radio. 30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Hour two in this league. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We're on the Twitters. We're on the pods. And we're on with you right now. It's football. It's week 10. That's everything that is coming up in this hour. Bogman, we had a little bit of a double down guarantee lunch bet on DFS. I don't even remember what the thing that I won the first lunch on. And our DFS has gone back and forth. You guaranteed a victory, Pat, last week, and I joined you in the guarantee. I was terrified of it because I had Justin Jackson as one of my big plays. Ultimately, I won by a point and a half because you also had a dud. The guarantee is I'm guaranteed two lunches.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do this by yourself, right? I can go take a leak. I can take a break now. Is that fine?
Oh, did you zone out again? With the same
I'm sorry. Were you talking about how bad I was? I'm sorry. I zoned out there. I don't know. Yeah, it sucks. I was particularly good on my against the spread stuff either. I had a lot of good picks for this week, but when I built my lineup for this contest, it didn't go great. So, and still, I was still within a point and a half. So,
Neither one of our lineups were fantastic.
We're going to have to do like one Olive Garden instead of two lunches since we never see each other anymore because of COVID. So,
this is because the normal lunch is like, yeah, we go out. This is an Olive Garden. The double is an Olive Garden. I totally agree.
This is the way we do.
And it'll be one of those all let it unleash. I would have definitely had a normal cash lineup had Justin Jackson scored me okay, because I had Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill stack, which did pretty well. Titans defense I picked up, which scored me 14 points. You, had you not missed on a couple, would have had a probably insane lineup because you were smart enough to have Dalvin Cook. You had James Robinson, Deshaun Watson, but you had some big duds that you didn't see DeAndre Hopkins doing it. LaVisca and Albert O scored you 0.7 between them.
Yeah, Albert O's out for the year and LaVisca got hurt too. So
yeah, so the injuries killed us, but yeah. I am double down. So honey for the honey bet and a double down for the lunch. Maybe we'll do it all in one lunch. That's what we'll do. Yeah. Fettuccine or Alfredo bowls galore with breadsticks. Yeah. Just
He's going to be like when someone's like around for the house. He's going to be like Fettuccine,
Alfredo for the house. All right, come back. We're going to do DFS and picks, but don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this league.
I'm back!
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That where you can join the audio universe that is In This League. I'm Chris Welsh. That's Scott Bogman. And yes, we've got a Patreon and we've had it for quite some time. We're not a, you know, we didn't just pop up or anything like that. It's not, you know, we don't have to try to create and build new content. You don't have to hope that you're going to get fulfilled and have the stuff because we've been doing it for a whole
lot. Kickstarter. That's right.
Nope. No. Yeah, exactly. You'll get your stuff. Not like the Kickstarter. We've got secret shows. We just started up a Mandalorian breakdown podcast, which will be coming out on Monday. We've got secret shows, the group me rooms, access to us, and tons more. My prospect list, my early baseball ranks are up there. So come and check it out. I'm telling you, $5 will get you a long ways. And if you want to go further, there is more cool stuff at the higher levels, patreon.com/ITL Army. So what is the record now on DFS after I pulled away this week? Because I want to say I'm 2 games up.
No.
That makes sense?
No, it doesn't make sense.
Well, no.
Donovan, don't you have that thing pulled up? Donovan should have it on there.
Does he have like the overall record?
I don't know. I haven't looked. So Toff tells me that I lost and I give up. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm definitely up, but I don't know by how many. We'll have to, year long DFS tracker. Here we go. It is somehow 4-4. So never mind.
Look at that. Yep. Look at that. You're definitely up 100%. Yeah.
You know what is funny? You have scored on the season total 18 more points than me total. Ah. And we are a full-on tie because we pushed in week 5 due to all the crazy COVID stuff that's going on.
But so, somehow you and your white devilness have earned 2 lunches out of this, even though we're tied, Diablo Blanco.
Well, it's been bets that we've had. You want to know an interesting note on our DFS, which works in your favor? We have the entire season both of us have never won 2 straight.
Ah,
so there's never been singular wins in, if you're going and looking at our record, you won the first two, I won the next two.
So it's my turn to win this week.
You won the next two, I just won the last two. So technically by the standards, you should be up here. So I tell you, Bogman, and allow you to jump in first. We are over on the FanDuel. We are, what contest is this that we're jumping in? This is the 1.75 Sunday Millie. It's the Millie is where we are setting the lineups here. These are more likely probably better 50-50 plays, but Bogman kind of designs his more for big tourney plays. Mine is definitely on, you know, smaller lineups to cash. But I think this week what I've put together, I feel pretty solid about. But Bogman, technically the odds say that you're coming up here. You are the season total leader on points. So why don't you break down what you got for week 10?
All right, Mr. Lunch a Bunch there. For my quarterback, I'm going to go against the Seattle Seahawks. Not necessarily that I love picking Jared Goff, but he's playing against Seattle, who's giving up almost 400 passing yards a game. It's ridiculous. Every week they look worse. Even getting Jamal Adams back, they look terrible. I mean, Josh Allen was in no rhythm, and then he played the Seahawks, and they were the slump buster. So Jared Goff at 7,400 is a smoking deal. I kind of cheaped out on running backs a little bit this week. So I don't know if that was your strategy at all, the Welsh, but I went expensive RBs and it didn't work last week. So I cheaped out on running backs a little bit, but I like the matchups. I got Kareem Hunt, and I know Nick Chubb's coming back, but it's fine because they're both going to be able to run because the Texans are the worst run defense in the NFL, 32nd in the NFL, giving up 160 yards per game. So give me Kareem Hunt at 7,500. And then I went with Antonio Gibson, 6,100 against Detroit. Alex Smith is the quarterback. They should get a little bit more involved in the running game. McKissick is a nice play here too. But I want Antonio Gibson to get that run this week.
He was a little banged up a little bit earlier in the week, but they said there's no worries and he's good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I went expensive on these wideouts here. So my first one is Stephon Diggs, the league leader in targets at 7,900. They're playing against the Cardinals. Patrick Peterson has given up a bunch of yards, not a bunch of touchdowns, but a bunch of yards. I think only one score, but if someone can get him, it is Diggs. I also went with Keenan Allen against Miami. I think that that game should be a lot of fun, a nice shootout for sure. So I went with Keenan Allen. And then my third is I'm going to stack with Jared Goff, and I'm going to go with Robert Woods at 7,200 against that porous Seattle secondary. My tight end is going to be Evan Ingram at 5,600. My flex, I'm going to stack again. I'm going to go two offensive players in this game because Detroit is not good defensively. Terry McLaurin at 7,000 bucks against Detroit. Give me all them yards. Give me all them scores. Give me Terry McLaurin. And my defense is going to be the Raiders against the Broncos because, you look, stupid Drew Lock is taking until the fourth quarter to get going. Last 2 weeks, he scored 49 points. 40 have been in the fourth quarter. That means 9 points in the first three quarters over 2 weeks. So I'm going to just say, hey, maybe he doesn't show up this week at all. So give me the Raiders defense as well. So, okay, so quick rundown. Goff, Gibson, Hunt, Diggs, Allen, Woods, Ingram, McLaurin, and the Raiders D.
We have one copy. We have one. Good. Yeah, I thought we were going to get out of it without any, but we do have one crossover here. So here's going to be set up my lineup. I actually am on, and I think that's what I did last week. I want to say I took that formula in one, and ironically, I'm going kind of on the opposite end this week. So we'll see how that plays out, where I'm a little bit more pricey on the running back position, and I've got cheaper wideouts. So at quarterback, though, I'm paying up a little bit. And I am going to go on your revenge narrative for, oh, it's not really. Yeah. It's revenge narrative. Tom Brady, they got their ass whooped last week. I was thinking I was like 1 week ahead. I'm going anger with, game. What's that?
Anger game. They're angry.
Anger game. Absolutely. Carolina, at Carolina, interdivision game, got their asses whooped. I'm on Brady, 7,800 for this week. I like that one. I kind of wanted to stack him, but they're just so. The inconsistency of like where you're going to go and pick and choose doesn't make sense. So I'll just go with Brady. Running backs are a little bit more pricey. I've got Aaron Jones at 8,800 going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is a tasty matchup. Tempted to go on the Green Bay receiving side, but I think this could be one of those Aaron Jones games why I wanted to get him in. This feels like this could be, you know, like what Dalvin Cook can do, Aaron Jones can do. My flex is a running back, and I'm going to say him because he's more expensive. I got your boy James Conner, Boggs, who they completely moved away from last week. They've got Cincinnati this week. It's another good matchup, and I think they are going to turn on that opposite end and go back to the running side a bit.
Yeah,
they should. They should. My other running back I'm going with is DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift is technically the guy I have at running back two. He's got Washington. Isn't the greatest matchup on paper as far as defense goes, but Swift has been running in the offense even more and can play both sides. So I've got the opposite there. My wideouts, I got Robert Woods. So there's our copycat. Obviously, it's an easy one, 7,200 against Seattle. My other cheap wideouts, it's our teams, Bogman. I went with Brandon Ayuk at 6,500 versus New Orleans. Yep. You saw what Richie James did last week, and everything that you saw was meant for Ayuk. So that's why I went with him at 6,500. I went with your boy Chase Claypool, 6,100 versus Cincinnati. Maybe it's almost cherry picking a little bit if Claypool and Connor can both eat at the same time. But I like going with Chase Claypool at that cheap price. Tight end, I went with Dallas Goedert, who's got the Giants. So I'm taking the same tight end game, but I'm going on the opposite side at 5,800. And I go with my usual find the best, cheapest defense I can. I'm going to go with Tampa. They're mad, like I said, with Tom Brady versus Carolina, 4,200. So again, if I go through this lineup, Boggs, I have got Tom Brady, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift, Robert Woods, Brandon Ayuk, Chase Claypool, Dallas Goedert, James Conner, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
The only diciness that I see there is, you know, should Roethlisberger not be able to play, but he should be able to play. You know, you don't want Claypool in with Mason Rudolph. I mean, maybe Claypool can make Mason Rudolph look good. He is a stud, but I am not excited about seeing Mason Rudolph play any football.
Who is?
Yeah, nobody.
No, you know? Not even him. Not even Mason Rudolph. You see, it on his face. He doesn't look excited about anything. All right. When we come back, it's all pick'em time. That's what Bogman and I are going to be doing. We're going to look at the entire slate of Week 10. Over-unders against the spread. We'll see where we are on the season, how we did last week, and see if we can pick it back up in the double digits. Don't go anywhere. It's Bogman Welsh right here on the slate.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
All of the podcasts can be heard wherever you want. Wherever you want, fella. Guy listening. Chick with the headphones. Whatever you want. You can listen to us on any app. Just search In This League. You'll find the football, the baseball. You'll find the three-hour radio show. Make sure you don't miss any of it. Keep locked in because we drop a lot of content. And it'll be hard for you to catch up, but extra internet points if you can do so. There's a handful of people out there that anything we drop, they listen to. And those are crazy people.
Crazy people. It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of listening to Bogman and the Welsh. So that is a lot of content, but we are putting out a ton. So please listen to all of it. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, on top of that, like, it's why you hear us repeat some stuff if you listen, because I assume that, I assume that everybody doesn't listen to every single thing we do. So we've got to talk about the things and repeat across the board. Now, picks. Last week was not fun. I think you pulled a complete opposite last week. You have been atrocious over under, and you have been insanely good against the spread, and you flipped. You were 4-8 on your against the spread, 7-5 on your over unders, which has got you to 68-55 on the season against the spread, which again, just fantastic. 51-72 over unders, not as much. Me, I was poopy against the spread. I was 5-7. I'm just barely over 500. I'm 63-60 against the spread. And to be fair, I'm just barely under my over-unders. I went 7-5 this past week, 59-64. Not to be outdone, Bubba has surpassed, I mean, both of us on a consistency scale, because he is doing fantastic, 70-53. Actually, I am shocked. That is the best single one, because you have been holding it down against the spread. He is amazing. He went 11-1 last week, 70-53 on over-unders, and 64-59 against the spread. So he has caught up. And our parlay game last week was insanely trash. I think I'm the only one that hit a single game.
No, Bubba got all three. And
they're not bolded, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah, well, they have outlines, so you should be able to. The outlines right there. You see where yours is, the outline around where mine says AZ-4. There's a little outline. Do you not see it?
Yeah. What does that mean? It was lost.
That mean, that's picked for the picks. I don't mark them. You marked them. You bolded this. So, but you did get that over. You didn't get Seattle -3 because Buffalo win and Miami won. I don't think I got any of mine. And then Bubba hit all three of his and was 11-1. So Bubba was great last week. Wow. We got to give it up for him.
Okay. Yeah. I still don't see it, but that's insane. That's awesome. Yeah,
how do you not see the outline?
You have outlined Arizona -4.
That's what I picked for the ITL parlay.
Oh, you
remember we did the ITL parlay last week. You made it up. Are you forgetting what we did?
No, I did. But we did individual parlays, and then we did the ITL parlay. So yeah, you're saying he hit his?
He hit all three of his.
Okay. How under his could I know that he hit all of them?
Well, you said I think I'm the only one that hit one, and I said
because there's a bold, because there's a bold.
Oh well, yeah, you bolded it, and then I outlined it. Gotcha. Bold means one, you know, blah blah blah. So
gotcha. Okay, we're getting on the same page here. No, yeah, we had no indicator to know outside of just having it in your brain. But he rocked it too with all over under. So no shock that he nailed that one. So we now move to week 10 after we figured out our little inconsistency there, or my inconsistency. Game one, week 10. Houston at Cleveland. Cleveland is 3.5 favorite. 49.5 is your over under. What you got, Boggs?
Well, look, I originally wanted the over in this game, and that's what I talked about with Pisapia earlier this week. But now we're hearing the gusts aren't up to 25. It's the wind is 25 and the gusts are up to 45. And we saw this before with Cleveland when they played the Raiders. Obviously Houston probably a little bit better offense than the Raiders, but that game was 16-6. So for this one, I'm going to take Cleveland. I still think they're better than Houston. Houston's still not great, but I am going to take the under in that game because of the crazy amount of wind and weather that they're getting.
And I think that's got to probably be the distinguishing factor, because I'd be very tempted to take the over as well if this were under normal circumstances. Yeah. Also, Houston is kind of enticing, but if you're going to be without David Johnson, I wonder where the struggle on setting up the pass, setting up the run is going to be to set up the pass. And you've got Nick Chubb coming back, which I don't know. I feel like Cleveland sometimes has a hard time like stuttering back into who they are as an offense. So I wonder if Chubb coming back in is going to alter game plans, but either way, I'm going to go Cleveland and the under as well, just because I think there's a lot of weird factors that are in play. And I imagine there's going to be a lot of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. 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 You probably, that's why I picked Kareem Hunt.
It's actually a smart play. It's a smart play more that you think about it. And I bet you from, I'd also throw out from a tournament standpoint, what is nice about that is I would imagine Kareem Hunt is a pretty faded player. Like, people are not going to be jumping because in as Chubb comes back.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So that's one of those that could pay off pretty well. All right, game number two, Philly at the Giants. Philly is a 3.5-point favorite. 44.5 is your over-under.
Yeah, for this one, look, the Giants have been covering a bunch of lines, but Philly is healthy. And, healthier. The healthiest that they've ever been, I guess I should say, this year, because they have been incredibly banged up. But, you know, Goddard is back. Rager is back. Miles Sanders is back. So I like Philly in this game. I like Philly. I do like the under because the Giants have been turning the ball over a bunch. And look, Philly has struggled to score. So I think they may trade a couple turnovers, but because both teams have been struggling to score a little bit, I'll take the under on this. So Philly and the under for me.
I like Philly with the return of Miles Sanders. I like him getting back involved. You've got a little bit of time between for Dallas Goedert. That's why I picked him to kind of get reestablished in the offense. And just trying to get back healthy. Travis Fulgham has set himself into it. The Giants are not particularly a great team, Bogman. I know I'm breaking news here. Breaking news. Giants, not fantastic. Not a great team. That I don't like a ton of points to be scored here because the Giants are also banged up a bit. Devontae Freeman was taken off the field, and you know Shepard has been carrying around a banged up tag for the entire week. So I'm not sure what the Giants are going to do. I think I feel more comfortable about the Philly 3.5 than I even do the under. But both of those might be like rock solid plays this week with Philly.
Yeah.
Game number three. Tampa Bay, this is the one I was stacking a bit. Tampa Bay at Carolina. Tampa is a 5-point favorite. 50.5 is your line.
Hey, look, I think Tampa Bay they got embarrassed on national television. So I'm with you. I think they're going to roll over Carolina in this game. Carolina's scrappy. They've been playing much better than the record indicates and much better than a lot of people are giving them credit for, even with DJ Moore struggling, Christian McCaffrey being hurt and all that stuff. You can see it from Teddy Bridgewater. This is going to be a good team pretty quickly, I think, but they're not there yet. And Tampa Bay is still one of the best teams in the NFC. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay. I'm going to go with the over in this game because I think it's going to be a drubbing.
Yeah, and I think this could get very trappy, but, you know, you take McCaffrey back out. You know, McCaffrey would, I think, kind of alter the game plan and alter the betting strategy. probably pretty significantly. I think Tampa wouldn't, I mean, Tampa might be like a 2-point favorite if McCaffrey were still out there, but I love, kind of like what you said, I love what Teddy Bridgewater has done with the team. I love how the offensive weapons, especially in the receiving side, have moved. But Tampa's defense outside of this last game has been pretty good. Patriots are going to be pissed. This is a classic Brady slinging.
You said Patriots.
Early. Oh, I you said meant Patriots. Bucks. I did. I totally did. It's like, this is a classic Brady in that the Bucks are going to be slinging the ball. There's a little bit of a worry of how much they moved away from the rushing side, that they may try to reestablish that in this game, which I'm a little bit worried about, especially if they get into red zone situations where it's like 2 or 3 yards away. It might be just, you know, give it to Fournette, and that could kill the passing touchdowns as far as me carrying him in DFS. But I really like Tampa Bay in this one, -5. The over is a pretty easy for me, because even if Carolina's playing from behind, you know how, you know, significant Robbie Anderson can be on this team.
Yeah.
So I'm slapping the over with you. I'm slapping Tampa Bay, and I think we're lockstep so far, which is a little bit concerning.
Yeah, that is concerning.
It is very, very concerning. Let's see. I think we can get one more game in here. Let's take a look at Washington. Washington at Detroit. Detroit is a four and a half point favorite, and there's no over under line on it. Why is it off?
Well, it was off, I thought, because we didn't know until today that Matthew Stafford passed concussion protocol. He didn't have a concussion. He had a no brain injury for him, the Welsh. He had a neck injury, and that's why he left the game. So I think most books, like I looking at the app that I usually use, they have the whole thing off, but I'm looking at FanDuel Sportsbook right now, and it's still Detroit by 4.5. So that's still the line in this game. Matthew Stafford's practicing in full. He's going to play. But in this game, look, Matthew Stafford has not been what we thought he was going to be this year. Not even close. I was predicting a big year for him, and it hasn't happened. So look, Washington's defense is good. Their offense is bad, but their defense is good. If Alex Smith cannot turn the ball over, and I know that's asking a lot because he did it 3 times last week, but I'm going to trust him. He is a vet that doesn't turn the ball over a lot. Detroit's defense isn't great. I'm going to take Washington. I might take him straight up too.
Really? I moved away. You know, early on I did want Washington, but Stafford plays kind of a big role in this for me. Hockenson has been one of the best tight ends in the league so far this season. Danny Amendola was pretty solid last week. Marvin Jones can spread the field even without Golladay in there. So they've got those offensive weapons. Swift is still really solid. That's why I like him this week, because he can play both sides of the ball. So I'm going to go Detroit. I'm going to Detroit at home against an Alex Smith that I do not trust. I'll take the 4.5. Give me Detroit. And we are going to hit a break. When we come back, we will get all of the rest of these games. So don't you go anywhere. More coming up right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welch
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In This League.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back, friendos. It's In This League, ITL, on the Patreon, online, and on Twitter, at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. It's us. It's Welsh. It's Bogman. We're doing our Week 10 NFL picks, over-unders, spreads. It's been a little bit off. We were so hot coming here, like hot like Hansel, Bogman.
Like that Hansel, so hot, yeah. Right now.
We got to catch up to Bubba. You know, Bubba's putting some work in on us, and we're going to be doing that. I think we just went through the first 4 games. You missed any of it, you can go and listen on demand. Kicking back in here, we are going to go to Green Bay. Green Bay is hosting Jacksonville. It's the biggest spread of the week. 12.5 for Green Bay. 50.5 is the over under. Jacksonville with Luton is going to throw the ball. It's just how well would they be able to do it against Green Bay? And Devontae Adams is, the most, you know, one of the most ridiculous receivers on the planet.
Yeah, he's been incredible, but this is another weather game. Now, the wind isn't going to be as bad as it is in Cleveland, but it's going to be up around that 20 mile per hour marker, which is when things start to change for, you know, offenses and stuff like that. These big numbers have killed me this year. This is the one thing I haven't been great on against the spread. So I'm going to take Jacksonville just because this number is big. I'm more confident on the under in this game because of the weird weather. It's going to rain. It's going to be windy. It's going to be ugly. So I'll take Jacksonville and the under here.
That's tempting, especially to hear on the wind. It's fair to say too, one of the things I picked up here was Aaron Jones, and they should go to a lot of Aaron Jones, but Green Bay is a volume scoring team, and Jacksonville is very, very prone to the third and fourth quarter scoring points. So 50.5 doesn't scare me. You make a really good argument on the Jacksonville side with those 12.5 points, but I just can't go against it. I can't put a Luton team, you know, as the, they're going to cover 12.5, regardless of what other weather might be looming.
Very
and
understandable.
What might get fixed. So the 12.5 does not feel comfortable. I'm going to go Green Bay, but I'm going to take the over on this one just simply because of the offense and the scoring. Buffalo at Arizona. Buffalo cannot stop the run. Cardinals might be back with Drake. It's possible. Arizona's a 2-point home favorite, 56. That is your biggest over-under line of the week. What do you got?
Well, you know who's going to be the biggest rusher in this game for the Cardinals? Kyler Murray.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to take the Cardinals at home. I think in this game, I was going to go with whoever is home. So the Cardinals are at home. Buffalo has to travel a long way. You know, they got off the schneid against Seattle, and Arizona's defense is bad too, but they're not Seattle bad. There's not much that is. So give me the Cardinals. Give me the over in this one. I just think both these teams are going to put up points.
Yeah, I'm taking the under, but I'm with you on Arizona. I do think they're going to score a bunch of points, and I still think there are, you know, a bunch of points can be scored without it hitting that 56. I feel an early struggle. Both of these defenses are prone and able to be able to attack a running quarterback. So I'm not saying that they're going to be able to stop it, but I can see some halting happening. I don't know how much Arizona is going to attempt to try to establish the run against a really porous Buffalo rush defense early on, which could slow the game down, you know, if it's part of the game plan, especially if Drake is back. Interesting narrative on Hopkins having such a off week and how much they may want to try to get to him early. And that could be part of the game plan, is literally first play action, DeAndre Hopkins. I don't feel fantastic about it, and I'm the only one between us that is taking the under. It's just a really big line for an Arizona and Buffalo team we've also both seen stutter out this season. So
yeah,
I'm going to go with Arizona, but I'm going to take the under. Denver at Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a 4.5-point home favorite. 50.5 is your line.
I'm going to take Vegas in this one. You know, I mentioned before why I'm taking their defense in DFS is that Drew Lock just, you know, it takes him 3 quarters to get going. That's ridiculous. You can't do that in the NFL and expect to win games. So give me the Raiders at home. Derek Carr has been so much better this year throwing the ball downfield. And I'm going to take the under because I just don't trust Drew Lock right now. He is making that fervent comeback every single week, but one of these weeks, he's just not going to be able to put up anything the whole game instead of waiting to score 20 points in the fourth quarter. So give me the Raiders. Give me the under.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. Judy and Fant were both banged up this week. On Thursday, Fant got a full practice in. Judy was a little bit limited. He's coming off of his best game, 14 targets, and he's been kind of a monster. But Las Vegas defense has played better. They like to sling the ball. They like to go deep. Denver has just been a little bit lost. So I like Las Vegas, and I also like the under with you. Chargers at Miami. Miami is a 2.5-point home favorite, 48.5, and we have two of the top three quarterbacks going up against each other, Herbert versus Tua. What do you think, Boggs?
I'm going to take Miami. They really impressed me against the Cardinals last week. And look, the Chargers are good. And I know they're 2-6. The record doesn't indicate that, but Herbert is a good quarterback. But for whatever reason, they are snake bitten. At the end of the game, I did see an NFL memes, pretty funny one, that said only the Chargers would figure out how to lose this game. And it was after they counted the touchdown and it, you know, it looked good. And then they went to the replay at the end of the game and found out it was an incomplete pass, obviously. So it was like zeros on the clock, and the Chargers were up and still lost that game. So I have no faith in them at all. So give me Miami, and I think this one is going to be a nice, fun shootout game in the afternoon. So give me Miami, give me the over.
Yeah, I agree with you on the shootout for sure. Herbert has just is a 300, you know, passing yard magnet with a couple touchdowns. They've got their weapons. Tua likes to sling the ball. He, you know, very, what was it we were comping? I was talking Kyler Murray in that game, but it was very Russell Wilson-like in how he was moving through the pocket and finding some of those open weapons. It's a fair point across the board because the Chargers create and invent new ways to blow games at every other step. I just don't think Miami's offense is enough to stutter them. They don't have a great established running game right now. He doesn't check down to safety nets in Mike Gesicki. So I'm just not sure where I think Herbert has continued to just be a force in the air that I'm going to go with the Chargers on the 2.5 points. Give me the 2.5 points for the Chargers. So LA in the over. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, Bogman. 6.5, 45.5 is the over. You say?
I'm going to take the Bengals in this one. Look, they have been playing good football the last 3 weeks in a row. They have been playing well. So I got to take them here. Look, Pittsburgh looked terrible against the Cowboys. And if they come out flat against the Bengals and, you know, don't put up points quickly, or if for whatever reason Mason Rudolph has to play in this game because Ben's knees lock up or something that he hurt last week, I don't like the Steelers in this game. They're going to have a letdown at some point here. I hope it's not against the Bengals, obviously, because the escalator of sadness is my favorite thing in the world. This one's in Pittsburgh, though. But I'm going to take Cincinnati, but I'm still going to stick with the over.
I'm going to go pity in the over, simply just being in Pittsburgh. And I think there's a reestablishment, especially early on, of James Conner, which is going to set Cincinnati off. And, you know, they've just got, I don't know, from a 3 wide receiver standpoint, you have to go and take a look. Like the Cowboys, probably maybe near the top of the list, but between, you know, Juju, Deontay, and Claypool, I think with a semi-healthy Roethlisberger and back to more of a balanced offense like Pittsburgh can do, I'm going to take the 6.
That's how it should go. That's how it should go. You know, they didn't go to Connor last week, and they, you know, didn't put up many points. So I think Connor should be first and foremost in this contest. So I hope you're right.
San Francisco at New Orleans. New Orleans is a 9.5-point home favorite. 48.5 is the line. This is my team, Boggs, and it's tempting to take San Francisco because Nick Mullins likes to sling it a little bit. The running backs are still kind of banged up, and you could see San Francisco trying to get in the air more, but their defense has been so bad and they cover so horribly. They just lost a Tart to the IR. It's banged up left and right that you have to really look at yourself and go like, well, how are they going to stop Michael Thomas? How are they going to stop Alvin Kamara? It's all the things that are going to eat them up. They don't have enough of a pass rush to get into Breeze's face. That I think it's going to be more about what they can't stop than them being able to hold court. So I'm going to go with New Orleans, even though it's 9.5. And I'm going to take the over because San Francisco is going to do a little bit of something, but they're probably going to give up 35 points to New Orleans. So I've only need a touchdown or two from San Fran. And I think you'll get that. You're going to get a heavy dose of Brandon Ayuk in this game.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints are peaking right now. And we saw that against the Bucs last week on the road. Look good and stomp the Bucs, who a lot of people thought were the best team in the NFC. The Niners obviously are beat up right now, not the best team in the NFC. So even though there's a big line and I don't like those in particular, I am going to take the Saints in the over here too.
Seattle at the Rams. Rams are a 2-point home favorite. 55.5 is your over under. We're both going to take the over because it's Seattle, but which team do you want?
I want the Rams, and the Rams have been Jekyll and Hyde. I don't think the Seahawks are playing their best football right now. Obviously, their defense is bad, but when their offense isn't quite 100%, and you know, we'll find out at some point quickly here whether Carson or Hyde are going to play. But even if they are going to play, how limited are they going to be? And is it all going to be about the pass and getting the ball to DK Metcalf? So give me the Rams in this one. They can put up points when defenses are bad, and the Seahawks are historically bad. So I'll take the Rams.
I'm going to go Seattle in the over in this one. Both running backs are kind of banged up. Some of the wide receiver stuff in LA is a little banged up as well. Cooper Kupp dealing with some stuff, probably perfectly fine to go. They have no establishment on the tight end. Daryl Henderson may be a good to go, but you know, there's still that struggle there. Seattle has been a little bit underperforming, but I think this, especially if Carson comes back, I think this is a reestablishment going to the Rams in the interdivision game. Baltimore at New England. So I'd have Seattle in the over. Baltimore, New England. Baltimore's a 7-point favorite, 43.5 bucks.
Yeah, I didn't say it. I have the over in that game too. I think you said it first, but for this one, I'm going to take Baltimore. Look, New England had to, you know, barely pull it out against the Jets last week. So I'm going to take the Ravens, even though they're not playing well right now. I think they can more than stomp this Patriots team. They look like the second worst team in the NFL behind the Jets. And I think they'll put up enough points. Give me the over. Baltimore in the over for me.
I'm going Baltimore in the over as well. Last game here, and then when we come back, we'll do our embarrassing parlay. Minnesota at Chicago. Minnesota's a 2.5-point favorite. 44.5 is your line.
I don't know how often I've seen an offense as inept as the Bears are right now. And David Montgomery might not play. He's got an extra day to recover from the concussion because they're playing on Monday night here. But this Minnesota team, I have no trust in either, but I think they're going to do enough to beat this Bears team. And the Bears aren't going to put up many points at all. Nick Foles has been terrible, even though this could be a slump buster game because Minnesota's defense hasn't been playing well. I'm going to take the Vikings and I'm going to take the under because the Bears can't score.
The Bears cannot score. Losing their running back makes them so wide open to specific defensive coverages. And, you know, my Minnesota, I think, has also been really inconsistent, but the one consistent thing they have had is Dalvin Cook. And it has been an absolute force in the NFL, and he's going to go, and he's going to go again. And if not, they've got Jefferson and Thielen if they want to play the play action. It's just about Kirk Cousins not doing, you know, the Kirk Cousins thing that he likes to do. So 2.5. I'll take Minnesota and the under. Bachman, you and I are very similar this week, which is concerning. I think we have more differences against the spread, but our over-unders, I think we only have one different over-under.
Well, I think I'm getting back on track here. So I think that's what it was. I was over
too.
500 last week. So let's go.
All right. So me too. All right. When we come back in this final segment of hour two, we'll give you our parlays, whatever the hell that's going to be. So don't go anywhere in this league coming back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
Brindos, welcome back. Final segment of hour two right here in this league. I am going to be escaping here, but that doesn't mean the show is over. That's right. Our boy, Casey Bubba, gambling master, master of the pick master. I am the pick commander. That is Casey Bubba. And he's been awesome. And he's coming up. What are you and Casey got going on?
I am the pick commander. Well, obviously I'm going to take his bets for this week. We're going to talk about the MLB awards. And I'm going to ask him a couple questions about the Masters because that's going on right now. So he's a big golf guy.
Did you see that shot that one dude hit? That was the most insane.
That trick shot, that one.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
The hole in one across the water. It was crazy. All right. So parlay. Three-team parlay. Boggs, I'll give you mine first. You'll give yours. And then we're going to do the ITL lock where we lock each one of ours in because we did not hit it last week, right? The ITL lock.
We sure didn't. No.
We sure didn't. All right. For me this week, I really love Philly -3.5. Versus the Giants. So that was my easiest one that I was going to pick. Minnesota -2.5, like we just talked about, against an inept Chicago team, even though it's in Chicago. I like Minnesota 2.5. And I'm going to go with the New Orleans, San Francisco over. And please, sir, lock in Philly -3.5 for my specific ITL parlay. I gave you the Welsh parlay, but my part of my leg of the ITL parlay is going to be Philly -3.5.
For me, I'm going to take the Minnesota and Chicago under. I'm going to go with you on that Philly -3.5. So obviously I can't pick that one. And then New Orleans and San Francisco over. I'm going to go with you as well. So I guess we're feeling good. I mean, we're lockstep this week. So it's a little bit scary. Probably means we're going to lose everything and all the listeners too. But we're going to try. And the one I'll lock in is Minnesota-Chicago under. Chicago's offense is really bad right now, and their defense is good. So we can see Minnesota get frustrated on occasion. So give me that under as my lock. Life's too short to bet the under, but I'm doing it this week.
And Bubba's got the Chargers. Are you guys going to go through your parlay, or should I read them off?
Yeah. We'll go through it.
But he's got the Charger. I'm going to just say the one. Charger Miami over for the ITL lock. So yeah. Charger Miami over, Minnesota Chicago under, Philly -3.5. That is the full-on ITL parlay. Those are ours. I am out of here, fellas. But don't you go anywhere. Hour 3, Bubba and Bogman. All right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.